factors. The generation of which your daughter is a part faces an unprecedented age of sexual stimulation. A veritable barrage of sex and sex symbols will be directed toward her and her concept of life. Add to this the natural curiosity that you should expect from a growing girl, and it will begin to dawn upon you. It is well to remember that the so-called facts of life have not changed. The ape has changed, and in turn the atmosphere in which these facts are revealed contribute or detract from the emotional well-being of your child. Facts in themselves are cold and impersonal. To deal with these facts as a child's natural curiosity develops creates the needed climate to translate them into life. Natural key questions asked in a natural fashion. Four major areas of classification have been noted by educators in this field. They are pregnancy and prenatal development, birth and early feeding of a child, conception and how it takes place, sexual differences related to mating, who should have babies, menstruation, seminal emission, and miscellaneous subjects. As you can see, an attempt has been made to place the question in well-defined categories. It is well to note that the arrangement is not in logical sequence. For example, pregnancy and birth are followed by conception. This stems from the fact that the child is prone to question that which she observes first. Logical thought processes may then lead her to question the origin of a baby. The order of the areas questioned is significant in that the opposite sex and its characteristics come into prominent view. It is insufficient for your girl to understand only female sexual characteristics and functions. Her natural curiosity will lead her to raise questions about the male body and its functions. The subject of sexual differences may well be raised during questions about pregnancy and conception. Because there is a wide spectrum of stimuli provided from one family setting to another, it is impossible to anticipate when and where such questions will be raised. Your daughter has an inborn curiosity about herself and the world about her. If her questions concerning her body and its function go unanswered, she will find the answers elsewhere. If her questions are not answered honestly, she will develop suspicions concerning herself instead of the trust she so desperately needs. In many years of counseling, it has been an amazing experience to encounter adults who seriously lack detailed information concerning intimate things. Consequently, the simplest of terms have been necessary in attempting to lay down a framework upon which an understanding relationship could be built. You need the counselor, but such use may leave the counselee without the information he needs. Your responsibility as a parent is to know and use the proper terms, making the explanation or description of such terms as simple as you can, in addition to the ability to communicate effectively. A girl who knows little asks a girl who knows little. Someone has said, from little, little comes. In many cases, this search for information may be described as, from nothing, nothing comes. It is essential for you as a parent in her development. During these preteen years, your daughter is learning the skills that are necessary for physical gains. She is developing a concept of herself that she will tend to carry through life. At this stage of growth and development, her peer group will become very important. You should see her emerging with characteristics that are easily recognized as feminine. Intellectually, this is the time for an adequate framework to be laid down in her life so that she can develop skills in the three R's. An adequate concept of life and its realities develops in this pre-adolescent period. Finally, her sense of moral values will be established during this age. Each age grouping through early adulthood is important. However, the foregoing should impress you with the seriousness of the needs of your daughter at her present age. Perhaps you've noted that sex as such is not mentioned in the list we've quoted. However, it is an underlying factor to physical, emotional, and spiritual development. Water rises no higher than its source. This is also true of knowledge. Your daughter's concept of sex and related matters will not be better or more adequate than yours. Here are some points to ponder. Be certain you have a good grasp of the facts yourself. Consider the pitfalls troubles you might have avoided if someone had helped you as you intend to help your daughter. Avoid a double standard for your own behavior. Our children are more alert to our real concepts than you think. Distinguish between that which is genuinely amusing and that which is vulgar. Be sincere in your attitude toward intimate things, and you will engender the necessary confidence your son should place in you. Don't overlook the spiritual overtones because sex seems to be bound to physical and emotional development. Now here are some questions to answer. Feasibility for giving sex information to your child? Should mothers help their daughters and fathers assist their sons in this vital area? Will giving honest answers to sex questions encourage your child to be too interested in sexual matters? Are you embarrassed when you see affection demonstrated? Are you ever ashamed about your own interest in sex? Would you prefer your child to read a book or listen to a record on sex in place of talking to her personally? The best answer for all six questions is no. And as you think through your feelings, you should uncover the reason for whatever reluctance you experience in this area. In the light of these points to ponder and questions to answer, what are my basic obligations to my daughter? To assist in your ability to recall, let us say you owe your daughter the five A's. Atmosphere is that which a family creates in the process of daily living. Each member of the family makes his or her contribution, but the adults in the home carry the major responsibility. Your family unit has a need for a climate in which each member can be comfortable as a person, get along reasonably well with others, and have a sense of individuality, that is, a feeling of importance and being needed. Attitudes and atmosphere are inseparably bound together. Adult attitudes set the climate for the home. As parents, your attitude toward any subject will form the basis for action or reaction on the part of other members of the family unit. If you or your partner have a closed mind on sharing information on sex, your children are likely to sense and even share those feelings. Answers follow close on the heels of your attitudes. It is unusual for a child not to ask questions. If she does not ask you, several reasons may exist. She may be afraid of you. Conceivably, you might laugh at her, or you might not see her question as seriously as she does. These conclusions are generally reached on the basis of your previous responses to your daughter's queries. Honest answers are the outgrowth of your honest attitude toward the subject of sex. The advent of a strange type of response may be quite transparent to a child in a highly sexualized society. There is no excuse at any age for myths and fables about sex. Appropriate sensitivity suggests awareness of your daughter's immediate need. Where she stands now with respect to accurate information on sexual matters will make your current contribution to her learning process meaningful. Assuming your family unit has a good climate for free discussion on any subject, it will not be difficult to see to what degree she comprehends the following: pregnancy and prenatal development, birth and early feeding of a child, conception and how it takes place, and the relationship of sexual differences as we have described them, related to mating, who should have babies, menstruation, and seminal emission. Your sensitivity to the level of your daughter's comprehension will be a great assist in helping her further. Actions and activities are the direct product of the atmosphere and attitudes of the home and the individuals who comprise it. The sense of duty to discuss does not have the motivating force of facing a challenge to help in the learning process. Children in their developing minds are alert to the consistency of actions when compared with parent attitudes. Such inconsistency can be illustrated by the parent who insists on honesty from her child, but encourages her child to lie about her age when purchasing tickets on the bus. Your actions should coincide with the attitudes you are attempting to create in the home. The learning process is dependent upon the child's question. When she does not ask her questions orally, you may ask, what do we do then? You may be interested to note the reason for your daughter's apparent silence. Your current family circumstances may not lead her to think 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 circumstances may
back to the advent of a baby sister or brother. The lack of family pets with babies of their own may have deprived your daughter of the opportunity to observe. If your daughter sees sex as dirty, she may have found her answers outside the family circle. Remember, the silence of your child on this subject does not relieve you of your responsibility to provide information through effective communications. Recommended methods of encouraging questions are: use the arrival of a baby in the neighborhood as an opportunity to discuss the hows and wheres. Discuss some basic concepts regarding reproduction in animals, leading into an understanding of human body functions. The possibility of close relatives expecting a baby could be used as a starter. Should you feel inadequate in using these suggestions, the best method for you might be your thoughts and expectations prior to her arrival, and a gradual attempt to raise significant questions in her mind. The natural repetition of your daughter's own story may well provide the answers to questions she felt she could not or would not ask. The husband and wife, who are openly and honestly affectionate with one another, are teaching their children to love and to be loved. Because love is a learned response, your daughter must see a demonstration of affection, which she can copy. The facts of life and love are cold words unless they are related to a dynamic show of true affection. Teaching her how to be affectionate without an illustration may be likened to a carpenter building a house without a blueprint. Many of the principles given here will increase the potential for happiness in each member of the family, in addition to providing important instruction and living for your daughter. In conclusion, let me remind you that man was made a sexual creature because he was to be enabled to have a deep expression of his love for his partner, to enable man to reproduce himself, and to enjoy a special emotional outlet in the marriage bond. May you be enabled to better understand the facts of life for yourself and be able to teach your offspring by precept and example that life and love can be very satisfying. Thank you.
which should be very helpful as we think about you, your life, and your friends. I know together we can answer some questions you may have asked. In addition, we'll even answer some questions you haven't had the courage to ask. Of course, this doesn't mean we'll have all our problems solved. Many solutions and answers will be found from proper sources elsewhere. Our subject of sex is not as mysterious as it may seem. Girls have been growing up to become women, wives, and mothers even longer than we can remember. The difference between the process of a boy growing up and a girl growing up is at the heart of our discussion today. Mother and Dad might have a high-sounding name for this subject. Let us call it what a girl should know about life and love. Now then, what can we expect out of our little chat? First, we shall be sharing some facts about you. These will be about your growing up to be a woman. Second, we're going to talk about your feelings. I see some of these feelings as helping you, while others do the very opposite. Then we need to consider the names of some important parts of your body. Learn the important differences between girls and boys, and also explain where you came from as a baby. When you get questions as, why do people have to go to the hospital when they have babies? Where do the hospitals get the babies they give to people? What does being born mean? 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 Will I ever have a baby? Not exact words, but you did wonder. Perhaps these thoughts came to you as you played with your dolls. And every time they did, you were wanting to learn. Whenever you asked a question about babies and life, you were really learning. Even when you didn't get an answer, you were learning. And the lesson might have been, I must not ask a question like that again. Or perhaps you thought your question was not nice. How different? What would the world be like if we were all women and girls? As I see it, darling, God made us as we are. God made us to be women and men so that we might have a special way to show our love for each other and be able to have children. Both of these God intended for us when we get married. Of course, it's true that animals have babies, but they aren't able to love as we can. So at this very moment, you are growing and developing, and you will continue to do this until you are a grown-up woman. And I must tell you now that it is very exciting to grow up to become a wife and then a mother with your very own family. Sometimes we talk about certain parts of our bodies. When we think of eating, we think about the mouth, the throat, and the stomach. These are easy words to remember, are they not? But when we talk about having babies and becoming a mother, the words I am going to use are the proper ones. The are the ovaries, fallopian tubes, uterus, and vagina. The human body is like a manufacturing plant. In producing materials, there are substances that are waste products, while others are useful. The mature female body is capable of producing a baby. As a girl, you have two ovaries, each about the size of a walnut. These ovaries contain egg cells called ova. As your body continues to develop, each ovary will begin to produce an ova. One ovum is produced monthly, each ovary alternating and producing an egg cell every 28 to 30 days. When more than one child is born at a time, such as twins and triplets, this usually happens because more than one egg cell was produced. The egg cell begins its descent down one of the fallopian tubes and reaches the uterus. Sometimes the uterus is referred to as the womb. It is not fertilized. It passes through the uterus and disappears. In the meantime, the lining of the uterus undergoes certain changes. These changes make possible for a fertilized egg cell to develop into a baby. When fertilization does not take place, the lining of the uterus is discharged through the vagina with a red fluid-like material. This discharging of waste products takes place about every 28 days and is called menstruation. Also carried out of the body is another fluid waste product. This is called urine, and it is expelled from the bladder. Have you ever watched one of your pets grow into a full-sized dog or cat? The change was very gradual. In the same way, girls slowly change into women. As you see certain things happening to you, and also feel things happening to you, as you are going about this change, your menstrual cycle will begin. Hair will begin to appear under your armpits and in your groins. The breasts and hips begin to round out. Meanwhile, inside your body, the egg cells begin to be produced, as we have already described the process earlier. Now you must understand that every baby has to have a mother and father. Once is related to the fact that God wants him to be loved. And so when you get older, you will marry because you are in love. And in expressing that love with your husband, you will be able to be a mother. In the meantime, you may ask, what am I to do when I experience feelings about sex? May I suggest, first of all, do not act as if these feelings are not real. Second, these feelings should be as good as they can be. Only when normal sex feelings are considered bad do we begin to have wrong thoughts. Finally, try to understand what these feelings are. Your parents should be able to help you if you will only ask them. Now then, what responsibilities do you face as a person? Our first responsibility is to God as creator. To use our bodies as God intended cannot help but make us happy. All the beautiful things in the world have been given to us to enjoy. You have been placed in this world to be part of this enjoyment. You see, young lady, your life has been given to you as a sacred trust, and you are responsible for it. This means that you should take care of your body. Remember we discussed the reason God gave you parents? One reason was the need to have someone love you. And because you are loved, your parents take care of you. You should look up to them. That's called respect. You should love them. And out of your love should come a desire to obey. The first commandment with promise says, honor thy father and thy mother. Now, if all this sounds hard to do, this fits with the others. I often have girls come to see me in my office. Because important, I usually ask, what kind of a girl are you? How do you see yourself as a person? When a girl sees herself as attractive and basically a good person, she will want to do good things. But suppose you feel as if you've done something wrong. Discuss the problem with your parents if you are able. They should be able to help you think through the situation. Although we have talked about love and mating, it is important to know how you were born. You begin with a husband and wife. That's your father and mother. Because they love each other and are married, they can express their love for each other in a very special way. This is called mating. The father provided a cell called a male sperm cell, and your mother produced an ovum or female egg cell. This happened exactly as we discussed it earlier. When these two cells mated, you started to grow. Perhaps your parents could show you some pictures of how a baby develops before it is born. For 9 months, your mother carried you inside of her. You see, the mother has an eating stomach where her food goes, and a look. She visited the doctor many times. Each visit mother made during her pregnancy, the doctor told her how to take care of herself and you. And when it came close to the time for your arrival, extra special care was taken to look after you and mother. Of course, the doctor explained that mother would feel you moving inside her, and he also said to be watching, who were soon to be born. These feelings came, and Dad rushed mother to the hospital. The doctor was there, the nurses too. And after a while, a nurse came out to the hospital room where your dad was waiting and said, "It's a girl!" God intended that this event, and all that happens along with it, should be very exciting. And it will be for you, too. when you fall in love, get married, and have a baby of your own. But you must follow the rules. You realize, of course, that there are rules for playing basketball, volleyball, and baseball. When you break the rules, you are disqualified. This means your team may lose, or you may even be forbidden to play the game again. The game of life and love is serious, too. Life should be serious because God made us so that we can live in three connected ways. The part of your life that you live with your body is called physical. The part of your life that has to do with thinking is called the emotional or mental part of you. The third part is your religious or spiritual life. Our extreme care. You have to feed your body every day with food. Your mind is fed by the things you see, hear, and experience. It is also necessary that you take care of your spiritual appetite. When you want to grow up to be a good person, this shows that you have accepted proper goals for all three parts of your life. It depends upon how you use your body, mind, and spirit. Certainly, you are old enough to know that some people are not very happy. One way for you to be happy now is to realize that you can and will reach good goals in your life when you grow up. Not far in the future, you will face a decision about your education and how far you plan to go in school. The subject you choose will help to carry you toward success. There will be decisions to make about your church or religious life, too. How you think about yourself, your family, neighbors, and friends will enable you to decide upon the goals which will help you to develop into a happy, contented, grown-up woman. Now, dreams for the future may only come when you accept limits. A game of baseball. What would you think if someone wanted an extra strike or ball? It wouldn't be much fun playing, would it? The rules for baseball have already been written, and so have the rules for your life. We have mentioned feeding the body, but if you stuff yourself with food, any kind of food, you will get sick. If you eat only one kind of food, you will not get all the vitamins of a well-balanced diet. You see what I'm driving at? There are rules for everything. When I feed my mind only with thoughts about sex, then my life becomes unbalanced. If you are more interested in sex than a girl's age ought to be, you may become mentally and sometimes physically sick. But what if I don't want to accept limits, as you call them? What then? You might ask. Here's another illustration. If you're fast as it'll go, it might travel 100 miles an hour or even more. The scale on the dash might read 120 miles per hour. Let us say that your father's car is capable of that speed. As your father drives out onto the street, one of the first signs he may see reads, "Stop." As he continues, he may see other signs that say, "Slow," "Curve," or "Drive carefully." Now, here's the chance for which we've been waiting. Dad is out on one of the high-speed interstate highways. But even if 70 miles an hour on the open road, 25 to 45 miles an hour on the ramp getting on or off the highway. Should your father refuse to accept and follow the rules for driving, his license will be taken away, and with it his freedom to drive an automobile. It is not sufficient to know about life, love, and sex. You must know what to do with what you know. Here is an opportunity to practice what I have been sharing with you. The proper names of the sexual parts of a male body are penis, testicles, urethra, and semen. The male sex organs are unlike the female organs in that some of them are outside the body, while the female organs are on the inside. A boy has two glands similar to your ovaries. They are called testicles and are located in a pouch outside of the body. While the female ovaries produce only one egg cell each month, the testicles constantly produce hundreds of millions of sperm. These are the male cells, one of which can unite with a female cell in the act of mating. These male cells are carried in a thick fluid organ after traveling through a tube called the urethra. The proper name for the male sex organ is penis. The tube that carries the male sperm cells also is connected to the bladder and expels the urine or fluid waste products out of the bladder. In the act of mating, when a male sperm unites with a female egg cell or ovum, this process is called fertilization. This fertilized egg cell fastens itself to the wall of the uterus and develops into a baby. During this process, your menstrual period will cease until after the baby is born. A diagram or sketch of these developments will help to make the process of birth more understandable to you. When the baby is ready to be born, it passes out at the bottom of the uterus through the opening called the cervix into the vagina. The baby comes out through the vagina into the world, and this process is known as birth, or being born. And the very moment you were born, you have all the necessary organs that would develop and grow so that one day you too could become a mother. If to be a mother seems a long way off in the future, remember that the future is taken care of by today. Be a proper person today, every day. When you grow up, you will be the right kind of a woman. In a race, no one ever won without believing he could win and having a real desire to be a winner. As your parents believe in you, they will trust you. While they cannot see everything you do, they do their best to help you with the rules. The two most important things your father and mother can offer is to be an example by following adult rules and to be available in an understanding way whenever you have a question about your own feelings and behavior. What I'm talking about is really family education, where each member of the home knows his part in the game of life, believes in himself and other members of his family, and accepts the guidelines laid down by the family for himself. Our talk today would be incomplete without a section on how to take care of your problem. It may seem that as a girl growing up, life is one continuing problem, and you're right. As a matter of fact, living is a succession of problems falling rapidly one after another, but that's not so bad. Not when you realize that everyone is capable of facing his or her problems, and with help from others can certainly find the answers. Take the problem of boys. At your age, they have very little interest in girls. And in time, this will change. Boys love to show off their abilities in sports and often enjoy competing for the attention of girls. As you become more concerned over the interest that the opposite sex shows in you, the time will come when your social group will contain both girls and boys, which is one step away from having a boyfriend of your own. Of course, you may have a variety of boyfriends during this time. Then comes the stage of feelings for that one young man who becomes your partner in life. Remember, a girl should be someone very special in a boy's life. I think in terms of an expensive gift. A colorful wrapping and beautiful decoration on the package enhances the value of the gift inside. To remove the wrapping too soon cheapens the contents. To take the privileges of true love before marriage will lower the value of married life. By maintaining a high standard of behavior with the opposite sex, you will maintain the respect of boys who date you, and you will be able to offer lasting beauty and a deep-seated love to the family unit you establish. Curiosity concerning your body and its functions are normal as long as that curiosity doesn't lead to harm. When you have questions, as already suggested, ask your parents. If you don't get a satisfactory answer, seek out an older person in whom you have confidence. Your minister's wife or a lady in your church should be able to help you here. Good reading material, good conversations, and good thoughts make for a proper outlook on life. If you have a problem of improper thoughts, this condition can be handled by asking questions and turning to acts and ideas that are wholesome. Remember, as a girl thinketh, so is she. As you think straight, you'll go and grow straight. Your parents are the most important people in your life until you have a home of your own. Mother and dad are much wiser, and more experienced than you are. Take their advice. They are thinking of what is best for you. When they lay down rules and regulations, they do this because they love you and want to do what's best for you as their daughter. Share your ideas and feelings with your parents, and in return, you can expect understanding, acceptance, and love. Which brings up this final word on the true meaning of love. Genuine love is putting the other person's interests and needs first. Ever since you were a tiny baby, you were learning how to love. One measurement of your growth and development as a proper person is indicated by your ability to love someone else properly. Real love is not taking, but giving, and involves accepting love as well as giving deep affection to another. Unselfish love is the desire to give, to share, to do something for others. In the years to come, I trust that you will remember our discussion on the subject of life and love. May God bless you as you discover that both life and love are very satisfying.
The word conjunct. 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 The word conjunct.
this is really happening.